Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the Word of God today. We're turning our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 14. And I want to read several passages of Scripture this morning and begin a new series in our study on dealing with stress, worry, and the problems of perplexity that all of us encounter in this life. I am convinced that stress and worry are perhaps two of the greatest enemies that there is to our physical being. I know they're two of the greatest enemies that there are to our spiritual welfare. And the answer is found for these problems, as in every problem, in the Word of God. And so we'll turn to the Scriptures, trust the Holy Spirit to open them to our hearts, and our hearts to the Word of God, and God help us from His Word in this matter of dealing with stress. Now, I live in the same world that you live in, and I have no problem admitting to you that it is a very stressful society. It seems like the majority of the people that I talk with are just pushed to the limits with stress and strain and struggle, and it's just an uphill battle for most of the people that live on earth today. But again, I am convinced we can find help in the Word of God, and my desire is that the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God and use the broadcast to help you that listen that are going through these times of stress and worry and anxiety in your life. Now, again, I want to remind you, we're all human, and all of us face these same things. Some handle it better than others by their own nature. Some handle it better than others because of their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, and their knowledge of the Scriptures. And surely these last three are what we're interested in, an understanding of the Scriptures that will give us victory over stress and worry, and then a relationship with the Savior and the Spirit that will help us in these battles that we are facing. I want to read two passages of Scripture to begin with today that are very familiar, but the sad tragedy is they're only used normally at a funeral. And yet, they're not funeral Scriptures. They're for the living, not for the dying. The Bible said in John chapter 14, verse number 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Now, what a situation they are facing when the Lord says this. He has just announced three heart-rending situations to the disciples. Number one, He has told them that one of them would deny Him. Number two, He has told them that one of them would betray Him. And number three, He has told them that He's going away. He is going to die and leave them. And then right in the same conversation, He turns to them and said, "Let not your heart be troubled." John chapter number 14 is the sure cure for a broken heart or for a perplexed mind, a troubled person. And as the Holy Spirit directs us, I want to come back and deal with several things in this chapter that the Lord gives to His disciples to help them with their anxieties, their worries, their fears, and the stress that the situation was placing upon them. But let me go to another scripture. You hardly ever hear it used unless it's used at a funeral. And that is Psalm 23. And again, I want to say to you, Psalm 23 is not a psalm for the dead, but it's a psalm for the living. If we could come to grips with the reality and truth of Psalms 23, it would calm our fears, settle our nerves, and relax us with confidence in the God of all grace that is our shepherd. Notice what the Bible said, Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'm not even distressed, and that helps me to read it. And I enjoy that psalm, Psalm 23. Let me just say this, if you are really going through a bout with depression and stress and struggle, memorize this psalm. Quote it often. May I say it in this manner? Preach it to yourself. Preach it to your own heart, your own spirit, as you go about your daily life. Be able to go around and just tell the devil, the world and the flesh, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I want to tell you, my friend, if you can say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd," and if you then will let him be that shepherd and you be the sheep, then it would cure many of your problems today. And again, I want to come back, the Lord willing, and give more detail in this psalm before we finish the series on dealing with stress or dealing with worry. But then I want to come to the Word of God and look at some more passages, as today I'm just laying the foundation for what I want to deal with in the next several broadcasts. I mentioned a moment ago, John chapter number 14, verse number 1 said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Then again in John chapter 14 and verse number 27, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, you recognize that when there is anxiety and stress and worry in your life, it is there because there's an absence of peace. The two do not mix. You cannot have peace and stress at the same time. You cannot have peace and anxiety together. They do not operate that way. So the very fact that we have these worries is a fact to us that we're not really trusting the Lord. Here we notice that Jesus Christ promised the disciples that he would give peace. And because of that peace, they were not to be of a troubled heart. You see, peace and trouble do not go together. If there's trouble, there's not any peace. If there's peace, there's not any trouble. And so our Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to give you a peace that the world cannot give and the world cannot take away." But he said, "I'm going to give you this peace, and since I'm giving it to you, then let not your heart be troubled." Then again, our Lord said in the book of Isaiah 26, verse number 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee." The Lord will keep us in perfect peace as our trust is placed in him. Now, let me just make myself clear. I am aware of the fact that there are those who suffer from depression and stress and all of that. And you don't just read a verse of scripture or say a prayer and it's all over. But I do say to you that the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you have that peace of God, then you have peace, but not until. So he said, "My peace I give unto you, and thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee." Then the Bible said again in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Again, the Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse number 15, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Then again, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, here is Paul's testimony, "A person with victory over all the stressful situations that could be imagined." Notice what he said in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and following. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed." Then he goes on to say, "Always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in our body." So, for those of us who are saved by the grace of God, the way of the Christian life is not to be a way of stress. It's not to be a way of worry or anxiety, but it is to be a way of peace. And the absence of God's peace brings a troubled heart. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.